NPR technology correspondent Larry Abramson made friends with a robot during a visit to the Artificial Intelligence Lab at MIT.
That is Kismet, probably the most adorable pile of metal parts and motors you ever laid eyes on. This robot is so cute, you have to wonder, how is it possible for humans to be so easily suckered? Kismet is just a robot head, and her features are totally stripped down. Tinfoil eyelids, fuzz for eyebrows, surgical tubing for lips that cover a steel jaw. But somehow this mechanical tribble can elicit coos and oohs from even the most jaded observer. Researcher Paul Fitzpatrick says the idea is to get people to treat this robot like a human baby.
Because there's a lot we do with children to make life easy for them. We position ourselves right where they want us to be. We exaggerate our speech, speak clearly. We do a lot of repetition. So infant-like robot elicits those cues.
Kismet lives in a crowded corner of the AI lab, surrounded by He-Man robots of the Terminator genre, big strong guys focused on movement. Kismet is the baby of this mechanical family. Kismet's little head bounces back and forth with the same serendipity as a baby's might. It's a little frightening to imagine what Kismet would say if she could talk, but she can't. Like a real baby, she relies on a menu of nonsense sounds to make humans fall for her charms. Sans skin, sans hair, sans pretty much everything, Kismet nevertheless radiates something like human warmth. Fitzpatrick says it's the most mundane parts of Kismet's anatomy that are the most evocative.
The ears are actually interesting, just how powerful they are, how much people respond to them, given that they're the least human part of this.
It's construction paper.
Exactly, yeah. And it has to be replaced every now and then because it fades. Actually, for St. Patrick's Day, they were green.
Kismet's creators say the goal here is to establish the kind of friendly relationship that will make it easier for robots to learn from humans and make it more enjoyable for humans to live with machines. And that's pretty much it. Kismet isn't supposed to lead to any path-breaking new products, at least not directly. Cynthia Brazil is Kismet's real progenitor. She says she does not see herself as a Pygmalion bringing to life an inanimate object, but Brazil says she does hope that Kismet might develop into something closer to a teachable pet.
It's going to keep shifting more and more towards this idea of Kismet really is this synthetic creature, so to speak, and that you really do begin to relate to it as if it is not a biologically living being, but something that really demands that you give it the same respect and consideration that you would show to any other living thing.
To casual observers like yours truly, Kismet distills human movement, human expression, down to the most basic level, showing us the tools, the body language we use to establish relationships. Kismet is so successful, though, it brings home just how desperate human beings are to make contact, to fall in love with the nearest animate object. And in that sense, Kismet is a machine that tells us a lot about what it means to be human. Isn't that right, Kismet?
Go away.
Larry Abramson, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.